B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody. And today's edition of the Rap Party Podcast is hopefully going to be as entertaining as they all have in the past.
Yeah, you sound so deflated when you said that.
Do you know I had to mow the yard the other day, and I'm like, maybe I'll listen to a rap party, but then I'm like, you know what? I don't know if I want to listen to the rap party because I don't have you guys to talk back to. Like, it's different to listen to it than to be part of it. But
so, speaking of mowing the lawn, we had a neighbor say something to us about our lawn over the weekend.
About how shitty it is?
Mm-hmm. Really? About how it needed a cut.
How'd they say that?
They said it as a joke. And Dallas took it as a joke because they have, like, a good rapport. But I was like, no, dude. Like, he was being serious. That was just his nice way of telling you to cut your friggin' grass.
Is it high?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, you mm-hmm. Dal cut it?
Yeah.
No shirt?
Cut off sleeves.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. Push mower.
Yeah. Now, for the record, I'm not the only one that complains about grass. I complained about my neighbor's grass a couple weeks ago, and it got cut. This guy complained about the grass and it gets cut.
Mm-hmm.
Why did Dal not do it?
He just didn't have time.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to hire? I so picture you as hiring a maintenance crew.
Honestly, like I want to hire somebody and my husband is so against it.
Well, you don't have that much of a yard to really hire someone for.
Our front yard's pretty big.
That side's pretty big. The side.
Is it?
On
mm-hmm.
the other side of the gate.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, that's funny. All right, so here, we have a poll that we talked about, but we didn't get to spend much time on it today on the show. It's from MSN, and the poll was like paranormal activity stuff. Like, do you think Bigfoot exists? Do you think Elvis is still alive? What do you think happened to Amelia Earhart? And I absolutely love the Amelia Earhart story.
Why do you love that so much?
I'm so fascinated by it. I'm just so fascinated by a woman in the 30s. Like, trying, like, she's already against the eight ball because she's a woman. And back then, women had no, you know, were so far back in society. So she kicks ass, flies her plane around the world, and then she's gone. And there's so many theories as to what happened to her.
Yeah.
Like, did she get caught by the Japanese? Because it was right before World War II.
There's, like, all these stories that circulate about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think she did, like, I think she probably crashed, but...
She ran out of fuel.
Yeah.
And she miscalculated where she was supposed to land. And then what happened after that, we'll never know. But like, there was a great documentary that I watched, and they said that Amelia Earhart...
Didn't somebody admit to having her or something?
Like, there's pictures of her with Japanese soldiers standing behind her and her... She was with someone else. I forget his name. But he was like the engineer.
Okay.
And
what an engineer to not calculate their gas.
I know. Good job.
So they think the Japanese took her?
Potentially. There's one picture and it looks just like her, but you know, you can't tell. You go into it thinking it's her already because they're like, you know, one picture that's circulated is this picture. And you're like, oh my God, that's her.
Mm-hmm.
But if I didn't know it was her, maybe I wouldn't think it was. Anyway, 74% of the people think that she died when her plane went down. 22% said we will never know. 2% say that she was a spy and ended up in another country. And another 2% said that she's assumed a new identity and is living, like, in a different part of the country.
Why?
As
she
someone
would not
else.
Do that. I don't believe that. If you were setting out to make one of the most profound leaps for women and the world, and you were in that position, why the heck would you just disappear?
Yeah.
That makes zero sense.
There's also that other... story where a woman in New Jersey said she was listening to the radio and she heard, like, all cut up, like an SOS type thing. Mm-hmm. And she clearly heard Amelia Earhart.
Hmm.
Okay.
On her frequency.
Interesting.
Saying, like, I'm down, and gave the coordinates. Pretty crazy.
That is crazy. Okay. What other conspiracies do you have?
Is there a chance Elvis is still alive?
No.
No. Although...
Well, Roy's an Elvis fan, so let him go.
Yeah, I am. And why the immediate,
I mean, you probably thought the same thing, like, oh, you're one of those, when I told you I didn't believe in the moon landing.
Yeah.
What would be a reason why Elvis wouldn't be alive? Like, why would he fake his death? What was going on?
I mean, I don't know, because I had such a bad drug problem that he wanted to get him out of the light, but then death is worse than dying of a drug overdose is worse than having the problem and going to go try to be in hiding to fix it. I don't know. I don't know if you've ever really looked at the timing of the way he died. It is a little suspicious.
Why?
They didn't go like they called the doctor first before they called an ambulance. The ambulance got there, and the doctor ordered the ambulance not to go to the closest place, which, by the way, the guy's in having a cardiac emergency. They're trying to save his life. Instead of going to the hospital just down the road, they went to the hospital the furthest away. There's a little weird. The doctor ordered to go completely somewhere different. I'm not saying
maybe
that.
Maybe the doctor was closer to that other location?
No, his doctor was in the Graceland with him. Huh?
His insurance was only accepted at the other hospital.
The ambulance paramedics wanted to go to, of course, the closest place to get the medical attention, but the doctor that was in Graceland ordered to go further away. There's just weird things about his death.
Well, maybe that hospital wasn't so great. Maybe the other hospital was better and they thought they could get him there in time.
Yeah, but that in itself is the conspiracy. Like, that's probably what the doctor's going to say, but then somebody else uncovers another thing that's like, well...
Being from the land of bad hospitals in South Florida, I can tell you that if my mother had an episode, I would not be sending her to the closest hospital to our house. You're going to drive her a little farther, and she's going to go to the other hospital if I think she can make it.
I'm the way of, like, get her to get someone somewhere so they're and get them at least breathing and, like, a heartbeat, and then we can transfer them out.
I had no idea that Florida was the land of the crappy hospitals.
Oh my God!
Oh, who knew? And then the other thing about people who are faking their death would be like, why would Elvis do it? They say like Tupac might still be alive, but like if you really thought about it, like maybe Tupac was like, yo, he's got so many different beefs going on. Mm-hmm. Like, and he's like, I just want to go and live on island somewhere and just mellow out, change my look and just get out.
Like if he really thought somebody was going to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Elvis didn't have that. He had a drug issue.
Yeah. Do you remember the Chappelle episode where Chappelle's dancing and they're listening to a Tupac song and he had died, but Tupac's saying all the things, like he's rapping about things that happened after his death. And Chappelle's looking up at the speakers and he's like, yo, it's just like Obama, the first black president. And he's like, wait a minute. How did that come about?
Yeah. No, so I guess I do believe Elvis did die, but I'm just saying the way he died is very strange.
All right.
I think there's a story to his death that we don't know.
Okay.
Loren, we talked about aliens being held at Area 51. That you do believe.
I do. To think that we are the only existence in the solar system is ridiculous and narcissistic and reckless. So, I think...
52% of people don't agree with you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I don't think anything's there.
That's fine. But, I mean, Area 51 has such a long history of being a wives' tale, I kind of believe that there has to be some kind of truth to it. Now, I don't know that they have, like, live aliens running around, but I think maybe they've, like, crash-landed, and maybe they have corpses and aircrafts.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we visit other planets, so why couldn't they?
You know, Area 51 is interesting. It could be... not even vehicles from out of this world. It could be like a Russian aircraft crashed and they took the tech. Mm-hmm. They wanted to see what that technology is, or, you know, an Australian or Swedish, you know, thing, and they just don't want to make it public.
I would say I think the majority of it, though, is experimenting different technologies.
Yeah.
Alien craft or spy stuff. I don't, you know.
Yeah. All right. What about this? Loren, you would know this because you're a Florida person. What do you think about the Bermuda Triangle? Would you fly over it, or would you be freaked out to go near the Bermuda Triangle?
So what I've heard about the Bermuda Triangle is that it's scientific, that it's gas that's released from under the ocean, and it creates big air pockets. So when there's nothing in that. If an airplane hits it, then it would just crash. Look it up.
Now, when you fly over the Bermuda Triangle, you're supposed to, like, all of a sudden you get disoriented, time goes backwards, but you have no sense of direction.
Yeah, but that's not like, it's just, that's why they say people crash, because they become disoriented and everything else.
I don't know. I flew over the Bermuda Triangle and I landed just fine. So I don't know.
Because you didn't hit a gas pocket.
That's so weird that that would even exist.
42% of people said they would have no problems going into the Bermuda Triangle. 29% said not likely at all.
I'm going to look up this whole thing.
I was on the plane, and I drank my alcohol, and we scootered our way on down to Puerto Rico.
But did you remember the story where, like, those fighter pilots went in there?
No.
And, like, they never came out?
I think that happens sometimes. I think planes go down. I think there's malfunctions and planes crash.
By the way, the Bermuda Triangle is huge. The only thing that doesn't get lost in the Bermuda Triangle is hurricanes.
Yeah.
They seem to have no problem navigating.
Where's the gas is there?
The Bermuda Triangle.
I don't know.
Hurricane Alley.
I mean, is there even radio communication in the Bermuda Triangle? It's so big. I mean, what towers are the planes even communicating on? I don't know.
Science solves the Bermuda Triangle. Let's see if...
Solves it? How is that not bigger news? What?
I'm looking too. Like, Flight 19 was a training flight. Torpedo bombers that disappeared on December 5th while in the Atlantic. The flight plan was supposed to take them from Fort Lauderdale in Florida. The flight never returned to base. They disappeared.
Yeah. Welcome to the rap party.
Hi, Brad. What do you think of the Bermuda Triangle? Do you believe it?
Why not? He says, why not?
That's
and
our
he's
smart,
an engineer.
He's our smart engineer.
He knows things.
Now, ask Brad our mystery question from this morning.
The mindbender?
Nope. The mystery question about the gifts that were left behind.
Oh, did you bring Clorox wipes into the studio? You did?
Who did it? Maybe Bill.
The plot, Bill? Okay, we're trying to figure out. Well, okay.
We call him Walter on the show.
Oh, sorry, Walter.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys getting cream?
No, mm-hmm. I do not.
You got breast milk.
Try it.
That is weird.
Our engineer wants creamer for his coffee, and Lorraine offered the breast milk. All right. Well, what are you finding out about the Bermuda Triangle?
It's a whole article.
Do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster? I do.
You do?
Yeah, I believe. Well, I don't believe it's in the lake, but I believe there's some weird shit in the ocean.
I probably could have.
Right.
What did he say? He's off mic.
He said, oh, that's right. We have to, he said, what are they going to do for the tourism industry if there's no monster?
Oh.
But I do.
Sell tea towels without monster.
I agree, but I do think there's something, too. We haven't explored the ocean, and there could be some weird things down there.
Yeah, but I'm not so sure that it's like a prehistoric monster.
Maybe, but you don't. It could be
just
a
giant whale.
It could be a giant, not even a whale. It could be a giant new species.
This is my freak out. I'm more likely to believe in Bigfoot than I am the Loch Ness Monster.
Now, why in the hell would you believe in Bigfoot and not the monster?
Because it's crossbreeding.
What?
Yeah. Like, a human being probably had sex with a bear, and then
they had sex with an ape.
And that made some sort of a Bigfoot-like creature that's out there.
And you believe that more than the fact that we haven't explored the bottom of the ocean.
I agree that we haven't explored the bottom of the ocean, but I'm not so sure that the Loch Ness Monster gunned ahead and you said, hey, one of these two exists. I'd probably say Bigfoot or Sasquatch, as I say. Sasquatch.
Daryl? Oh, the commercial. Is that the Geico?
You know, they do a Sasquatch festival.
Yep.
Yeah, there is a Sasquatch Festival.
Funny.
The fact that I
Brad, why are you not on mic right now?
Yeah, I know. You're
come
good.
Come over here.
Come talk on the radio.
She doesn't talk. Nicole hates the rap party.
No.
She's a mute.
I think she
sometimes
hates the show.
She's a mute during the rap party.
Wait, your brother and sister-in-law go to the
Sasquatch? My brother-in-law and my sister. My brother-in-law's a real Sasquatch.
Well, can you tell us a conspiracy that you believe in?
I don't know.
Brad, the engineer,
the Kennedy
everybody.
Assassination, some of the footage with that is kind of...
Right? You know, it's a little weird. The storage behind the Kennedy is weird.
Yeah. And we're still talking about it.
What about the moon landing? Have we been to the moon?
Went to the moon.
I don't know.
Then how come we haven't been back?
How come we haven't been back?
It's a long way.
Well, that, and there's also not much there. Like, once we went.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. But I do know that if you want to start getting into conspiracies, we were in a major Cold War with Russia, and the space race was on, and we could do everything we could to get boost morale. Can you believe it?
So can I say whatever I want here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could fucking curse.
So you're saying the U.S. and Russia were measuring their dicks?
Yeah. Yes, they were measuring their dicks. There you go. Brad the engineer, yes. Everybody.
I don't think we went to the moon thanks to Loren. She convinced
Loren
me.
Doesn't believe that?
No.
I think that we've been since, but I don't think our first moon landing was really on the moon. I think it's BS.
And by the way, NASA says the reason why we haven't gone back to the moon is because we don't have a shuttle that can get past the radiation. So you're telling me that damn aluminum foil can that we sent in 1960 did it?
Well, that's what SpaceX is. They came back the same way they used to just recently this summer.
It actually looks
like
more modern.
Soundstage. Like
have you ever been to the moon?
No, but there's
you
not.
You saw the Earth in the background,
there's
right?
There's no wind at the moon, and that damn flag was a-waving.
No, it's because they were shaking.
Vibrations
it.
Or something. I don't know, but that's what did. That is
what
convinced
there's
me.
There's very low gravity, so that's why it was
I don't
correct.
Know. Loren is actually convincing me, too, that the Earth is flat. I'm almost on board.
No,
you are not a flat earther.
She's
no.
wearing a shirt that looks like it came from a Sasquatch.
Roy said he liked my shirt today.
Be fuzzier. Yeah,
no. It's a Kelly green sweater. It's perfect for fall.
It's emerald.
It's not fall yet.
Soon.
You got another day.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap up a wrap song. Party, everybody. Loren, any more information on the Bermuda Triangle that you were looking up?
Yes, I found it.
Okay, good.
So some people believe that there's magnetic properties in some of the rocks that scramble the compasses, but others believe that there's giant bubbles of methane that might sink ships when they reach that surface because it basically turns the water into foam. So that gas, if an airplane hits that gas, it would crash. And then, obviously, it would hit the water.
Mm-hmm.
If a boat comes up onto foam, it would sink.
Why don't you ask the tall Walter? He's a pilot.
Oh, that's Quagmire.
Quagmire.
Our boss Quagmire, yeah. He wouldn't have a good answer.
And he wouldn't believe in it.
Well, he's probably never flown through it.
No.
He's been to the Bahamas.
Because you fly through it doesn't mean that you're going to hit those air pockets. Mm-hmm. It just means that if you did, you're more likely to.
So you're saying it's the same principle from turbulence.
Right.
It's just a lot bigger. So that's why you just fall out of the sky.
Right.
Okay.
There's just a lot of instances. Like if you look, I'm on the Wikipedia page. Like,
well, that's all true.
Well, I mean, there's just a lot of instances of like
how
stuff
about modern day
there.
Stuff? No modern day. It's all a bunch of old ships and old ass planes that broke down all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, the closest thing to the Bermuda Triangle was that Malaysian Airlines 370 that disappeared.
Yeah. But people think that was shot down, right?
Yeah,
but not. But it was.
Well, avionics the computer was a lot messed up. Too,
so. I think the pedo tubes froze.
Oh, and they crashed.
Yeah, pedo tubes.
I don't know what that means.
They're the tubes that are outside the plane that measure the airspeed. And altitude and stuff.
Down, but how come they didn't communicate that they were going down? You can still communicate with torpedo tubes.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, listen, that's a wrap party. But enough. My head's going to explode with all the conspiracies.
I got so much look more up the Bermuda Triangle thing. You go down that rabbit hole
Goodbye,
today.
Folks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.